I like that over there. He wants me to change it, but I like that. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, the immigration issue in the USA. On today's show on the Native Latin Black Lost History Show.
Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego. Your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo. But the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado? Or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. Most I say so. So in chase they go for all their wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinidad Tobago, I'm spitting these words so all Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself when that fuego come. You don't want to get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's forgiven. Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's forgiven.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
Hey,
you don't want that fuego. Nobody really want fuego. Nobody really want fuego.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. I am Captain Yahshua.
Hey, shalom, Officer Mariah.
Soldier Kappa.
That's it, no.
And to the 12 shalom, tribes shalom. Which are scattered abroad, greetings.
That's right.
To the captives that are scattered abroad,
greetings.
To the lost that are scattered abroad. That's right, man. You read so many of the letters in the New Testament, man. It's not just their church in Corinth.
Right, right, exactly.
They make sure they go in, you know, to the beloved, to the prisoners in bondage, yep. Like all that stuff, see? So we need to roll. Hey, don't we got a brother like that? Or he did for a little while. Wasn't he saying something to my, I don't know. He used to write, always write. You know what I'm talking about, from Vegas.
No,
he would always write. He would always write.
He still does.
Ain't no sin in that. It's just funny. I don't know. You know why it's funny? Because it's funny because people go out of their way to emphasize stuff like that, but not weightier things.
Mm.
You know, so Israel
Shots
got problems.
Fired.
Israel got problems, man.
Shots fired.
Israel got problems. Hey, I'll tell you. I'll give you another example of that, right? So we got Dominican Republic, right? And it's going well down there. We got the radio spot, and people call in. They got questions. Like
right.
it's not just dead air. Like And I want to get back on track to this, because my point was that we got issues. Remind me, because if I said remind me, I was going to say something else. I'm about to go somewhere else. So with Dominican Republic, we were also supposed to have a TV slot on Wednesdays, right? So when we went out there last month, we had a TV slot. I think it was Friday night, right? We did a 9:30 to 10 TV slot. And, you know, you had the host there, and Dominican probably – I don't know, probably as dark as like a Parium's wife, maybe, right? You know, not black, you know, black, but dark like a Parium's wife. Right? Yeah, not black like this,
right.
You know, it's kind of. And, you know, it took me a long time to figure out what he meant by that.
No,
I get it. I understand it. It's like, you know, there's black as in being treated like you're black.
Right.
And then there's black like, bro. I could slide by sometimes, you know what I'm saying, because of the complexion. So when someone says, yo, but you black like this, it means like your looks and all that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times it might not be till somebody confirms that I'm so-called Hispanic that I'm going to have some issues, you know?
Right.
So, but anyway, back to the point. So this guy, and I make a point to say his complexion, because we want to show, and bro, we brought out the image of Christ poster. That thing vexed his spirit, because it's his show. All of a sudden we bring this freaking graphic on there, and like his audience is seeing freaking televised the image of Christ, right? Which, if you think about it, is pretty heavy, because maybe I'm wrong, but to my recollection, I mean, I've seen old clips of Israelites on like talk shows and stuff. I want to say that's probably the first time outside of like YouTube that like the true image of Christ has been broadcast over the airwaves.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so there's a level of significance. My head's starting to stand up a little bit. There's a level of significance to that. So let me just say this: the guy was like, he was very professional. I'll give the host this, right, and you know, asking questions. But I could tell he wasn't pleased with what we were saying. And mind you, we didn't even get to the laws about what the things you should and shouldn't be doing. We were just talking about that we're Israel, that Christ looks like a Haitian. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? that's how we got to roll out there, man, because of the hatred for Levi. But anyway, he doesn't want us back on his show. It's his TV station or whatever, and he didn't like our message.
Mm.
So we had to scramble to get another show. Turns out we got another show. The brother that's down there, this older gentleman, Harufo, he's been putting work in and getting us these spots. He got us a Sunday slot for the show now. Mm-hmm. And it's like on double the channels. Like it's simulcast on like more channels
crazy
than what this one did. So it's going to reach more of the island. And I think it also simulcast to people who know how to find it in certain markets in the States that are from DR can see it here too.
So for what he meant to be evil,
right,
the Lord turned it to good.
Right,
all praise,
right, all praises to the Most High.
All things work together for good. For the
that's it, bro.
Can't do nothing against the truth, but
so,
for the truth.
So, back to my point, and I said how we got issues. We're growing there. We're making progress, right? So, you know, some of the people that we've touched there, some of them are coming out of Christian church.
Right.
One brother in particular was very strong in the Christian church there. You know, I'm never really squeamish about calling out who family members are. So it's my wife's uncle. And, you know, he had come to the States like a couple years back, and he was in New York. And, you know, I had spoke to him about the scriptures. My wife was like, yo, you know, he's very involved in the church. You know, he went to college here. She was like, I think it might resonate with him. He has questions because he's been asking, you know, my mother-in-law, which is sister, about the stuff. So I remember he came to my house and, you know, his mind was blown, you know, and, you know, he was giving me pushback, but it wasn't like scoffing pushback. You know how it is. Like, you know, you're hearing something for the first time. And we were going over stuff. And that was pretty much the end of it for me. Like, I spent like that weekend with him teaching him or whatever. And then I hadn't heard from him. My wife was saying that he was learning and he was trying. And, you know, I would see him on Facebook every now and then, you know, like putting something together or whatever. And then it turns out that he's been staying with it. So we go out there. He laid a lot of foundational stuff for us, got us spots to go teach and whatever. But we were getting on him. We were like, bro, he still goes to his Christian church. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and like he really wasn't wearing fringes that often and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, we went on and we were getting on him with that stuff. So basically the point that I want to fast forward to is that everybody out there has a little hang up, right? So every party that believes and is working through their repentance has a little bit of a hang up. Mm-hmm. So they're like stressing us to put a church there. And I'm like, you know, don't work that way. I was like, you guys can't even do the simple things in the law yet fully, like fringes on your garments all the time. You just left the Christian church. And he was very involved. So I think a lot of it has to do with like he feels like there's nothing for him to do. But there is, right? We told him, listen, you know, it's grassroots now. You're going to have to go and build this thing up out here and whatever. You know, obviously you have our support, but you're the one that lives here. And we were explaining to them, you cannot open up a church there and you can't do the simple things,
right?
Like, you know, dietary law or dress code, things like that. And the issues that believing congregations have, congregations where they wear their fringes, where they come to the Sabbath, where they're keeping the dietary law, and all the other issues that come around that. How you know what I'm saying? It's like you got to be careful what you ask for. You want a church, which would imply you're going to have people in there.
Right.
And if you have people in there, all the issues that come with, I say, believing, meaning those that keep the simple things, and then the bigger stuff that's going to come, it don't work that way.
Right.
The Lord will destroy that thing.
You know what? Like, I was talking to somebody recently about how we open schools and things like that. And I was telling them, like how Captain said, the significance and the importance of it. It's not like something's already established. And then, like, let's say it's like an established hospital, right? And then you have your doctor that, like, you go to and you go get checkups, right? It's not like that. You're opening up an ER and you're telling sick people to come in and then you're dealing
triage
with sickness right there.
It's
exactly
triage. Because, yeah, I mean,
a whole different level.
Yeah. And it's not just, it's triage, because stuff is coming in, and a lot of times you don't know fully what spirits people are dealing with, you
right.
know, so you don't know. I mean, you know, you're going to have people coming in that are like repenting from homosexuality, and you have to be built up around that. And that's a hard one. I say that one because that's a hard one, because it's hard on the brothers and sisters around a brother or sister that's trying to come out of that, because there's
absolutely.
A stigma with it, and their biases. I don't like to use the word bigotry because it's not, but in the world, right, they would say it that way. Like, but their, and correctly so, their disdain for that sin,
mm-hmm.
right? The scripture talks about, you know, we should hate every evil way. It blinds them to the point where they don't see the salvation that's in Christ for everybody.
Right.
For somebody that's sincerely trying to come out of that.
Right.
And I know it's different. This is why sometimes I'll ask your questions and I try to trip you up. I put distractors in the questions.
Yeah.
The scripture is plain. It's the same answer for everything, but I'll put like, you know, and they're a homo and they're this or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And I'll put stuff in there, and that derails people.
It does.
But it shouldn't, because it's the same medicine. Right.
Hmm.
So it's, put it like this. When it says thou shalt not commit adultery, right? That falls under fornication. And under fornication, there's a lot of finer laws. There's a lot of stuff. There's bestiality. There's threesomes. There's incest. There's a whole bunch of things under that.
Homosexuality.
All right. Which includes lesbians, too. Because in the world, right, like
right.
as men, most of us were like, yeah, it's all right if two girls get together.
No,
yes.
Same
yes.
thing.
Right.
Very accurate.
Right. So most guys were cool with that. You know what I'm saying? But it includes that, too. That's not correct. Okay,
right.
Because the scripture does specific law says you won't have two a sister lie down with a sister,
mm-hmm.
right?
Definitely.
Right. So those things become harder, but they all fall under sexual immorality, which is fornication, which is adultery.
Hey, Cap, we were just talking about that before we started the show, how you were saying how he can't go out to war with us. He was out there passing out flyers, and now he's behind the scenes, right? So it's not an overnight thing, because if the brother would start a school out there, he'd have to do a lot of work, and then later he'd have to deal with the spirits that come in.
Right, and he's not equipped for that because he hasn't conquered the spirits in his own house.
Right.
He has one daughter that's believing, is very zealous. The other one is my wife's kind of dealing with her, like she's talking to her. The wife is, I would gander to say pleased to dwell to a point, in the sense that she's not enforcing it on the daughter that doesn't believe, but she's rolling with the way her husband is rolling, which is good,
right.
you know. And his wife did a great honor to us there. She made sure, like, she helped, and like, she opened up the house to us, and they all contributed, helped us, you know, as we ate there every evening and whatnot. But that's a big hurdle to overcome.
Yeah.
You know, remember, the scripture tells you in Timothy's, right, that you can't rule the church of God if you can't rule
your own
house.
Right.
So it starts there first. And those things have to be worked out. You know, the other brother's inconsistent. He was over an hour late all the time, you know.
Yeah.
He knows this. We went in on him on it, whatever. So it's like little things that, you know, it's not gonna bode well if we went there and invested money and set up a school, you know. It's
right.
not going to work out.
It would have probably fall. That's
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah.
It would fall. Is he a new brother?
No, new in the sense that, I mean, like I said, he learned a couple years ago who he was.
But
the application of the
church.
Law was not, he was still in the Christian church.
Hey, Cap, and I was also listening to the radio show Officer Cornelius did on Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't remember, but it was this week. And they'd be asking some good questions, like the Holy Ghost, the tongues, what is...
Oh, so you listen to it, right? So
yeah,
people call.
Yeah,
so you
call.
See that they're engaged.
Yeah, yeah, so they have the radio show. The host would be like, all right, brothers, hey, we got, in Spanish, right? We got three questions. There's like seven questions, but we only got time for three. We're going to hit these three. Okay. This one, what is the Holy Ghost? They went in, you know. It's basic scripture for us because we've been this for kind of, I've been in it for now 2 years. I'll praise it. Today is my 2-year mark.
Oh.
Oh.
I had to get that out there.
Oh, there he is.
You know what I mean?
It's your born again day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll praise it. We ain't celebrating. Yeah. But no, it's basic scripture for us.
Even though he is. He means he's not going to celebrate it with a cake and a party.
But it's basic scripture for us. But to them, it's like, okay, it's coming out of the Christianity. If the Christianity church said it's a Holy Ghost that says, make you say, ba la ba boop ba bop.
Ski, ba, 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 ba.
Yeah, yeah. they were asking those very sincere questions. What is this? And what is that? According to the Bible, what does this mean? It was good. It was real good.
They should end every radio show with a shout out to the Haitians.
Hey, and to our brothers,
I like that idea.
No, and Officer Cornelius from California, he said, you know what? We shouldn't hate our brothers in our heart, our Mexican brothers, and he like, and our Haitian brothers. And I was like, oh, Christ.
Yeah, man.
Heavy spirit over there.
It's good.
Yeah.
So I'd be sharing those stuff.
I tell you, I'm excited about what's happening with Northern Kingdom. The brothers went to Mexico for the weekend.
That's right.
I know we've made four raids into Mexico.
I mean, you guys got 10 parts, man.
There's a lot of work that got to be done. I know.
Get it in.
But, like, you know, they were messing up. Like, they forgot the camp signs when we were in DR.
Oh.
My brother forgot his boots on the way to Mexico, Northern Kingdom. They forgot the flyers. They had to send a brother back flyers.
Silly does, bro. Yeah, come man. On, man.
Damn.
You know, I was like, so I was telling Bishop yesterday, right? Like, because, you know, rightfully so, he's going to go in when Northern Kingdom does stupid stuff like that.
Right.
Not to say that Southern Kingdom doesn't, all right? But it's more pronounced when we do it, right?
It is.
I told him, I said, you know, as I was reading, you know, the mockery, the silly doveness, okay, the non-heart having, you know what I'm saying, Northern Kingdom. I said, I know that doesn't apply to me personally, so to speak, like directly. Let me say this, not personally, directly. I said, but I realize I can't rise above the condition of my tribe.
Right. No. It's
we rise together, we fall.
When I hear things like that, it vexes me too, because I think us as an organization in IUIC, I'm like,
right.
Nah, we just got to do better as a whole. Mm-hmm. I don't even really see tribes like that, to be honest with you. I just see us as one nation.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's just trying to get it right.
Right.
And so things like that vex me too. I'm like, damn, like really? Like we're still there at that point. But hey, you know what? You can't stop what God said will happen. All right,
His people
will rise. And we will get an order, like it says in the scriptures. He's going to put us in order before their eyes.
Seeing a great army, and what is that in Revelation? That they fear shall fall upon them.
Right. So
you got some beard gains, bro.
Yeah, you can tell.
What's going on there? Using the Rogaine?
No, it's from Amazon. What's
faith?
It called? The
You're
Prophet.
The faith?
It's called the Prophet. Oh, it's okay. A beard bomb.
And faith, and with some faith. And,
Hey, I'm telling you, if you splash some Rogaine on that. And then as it grows, use the other stuff. You'll have some beard gains, bro.
Oh, yeah, I may have to get that off you. And to, like, hey, what is it called?
You'll have some beard gains, bro. It'll come out.
No. It is coming out.
I'm exhausting every option.
All praise. Hey, no, because after yours, I was like, you know what? I was trimming. And then I seen yours. I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to stop trimming.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Captain Yashua.
Yeah. You know, only when the hair start doing their own thing, then I'll clip those guys.
Right.
Yeah,
but
bro.
Otherwise, you know, you got to keep it there, but condition it, brush it up.
Okay. Yeah, because they do that. Yeah, they be like, one side grows longer than the other, and you're like, bro.
Did I show you my picture of my first Passover?
Yeah.
Bro, I've come a long way in 10
I haven't
years.
Seen that.
Took me, I mean, people look at my blotchy beard, and they're like, damn. But, I mean, let me tell you, from 10 years ago, I've made a lot of progress.
You look like a catfish. It was just
I know, right? It was like thick. It was not even thick. Let's say thick and compared to the rest of it. It was like thick here. I gotta see that.
Yeah. Hey, share it on the Groomy, Kev.
Nah. Hey, you know what? I will share on the Groomy.
Give me hope and then faith. They'll be like, yeah, I want them. Be like,
what do I care?
I don't care. One day.
No, I have a theory though. I have a twofold theory.
It's actually pretty accurate too.
Yeah. Well, it's twofold. The one that I speak about more recently is that according to Esau, right? Science says that the hormones that cause hair loss up here actually cause good beard growth. So I noticed that brothers that are thinning and losing their hair have like real strong beards, right? Mm-hmm. Which is great because the law says it's lawful to go bald naturally, like to be forehead bald, right? But you shouldn't mar your beard and stuff. So, you know, I think my theory is that, you know, there's like I have a full head of hair and I struggle here because just the hormone thing's going on. And I have another theory, right? My wife will disagree, but I don't believe I look my age, right? Okay. So I think I'm kind of behind in development when it comes to things like that. So you know, I'm gonna be 41 very soon, okay? But I don't think physically I'm 41. Like, right. I've been here 41 years, but I think, you know, I'm probably a good 10 to 12 years behind what my
gotcha.
Actual age on this earth is.
You know what?
So I'm thinking once I start near 50, boom, it's gonna be full.
I'll praise
you know
it.
What? Hey, you know, like, what? We're gonna have to really sit down and talk about this theory because you just blew my mind right now. With that.
Oh, you said damn.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, mind I have blown. More beard than my dad. He has no beard. He has like his little mustache.
Yeah.
It's like little, and I'm like, oh, praise.
Hey, you know why my theory has credence? Because Apar is my brother, and he looks much older than what he really is.
Yeah, he does.
Bro.
And he has a pretty good beard.
He has a bad beard,
right? So,
well, and then to
he's
the
got
first
a point.
Part, my two brothers both have full heads of hair,
uh-huh.
right? My one brother actually has long hair, and then they can't grow a beard, and I grow a full beard, and I'm
yeah
losing it.
You certainly are.
You guys see, yeah. This is what it is.
But you know, man, you know what I noticed about Levi? They got like really good shaped heads for baldness.
That's true.
The Lord had mercy on them for that. They couldn't catch a break. They had no land. There was no inheritance for them, right? But, you know, and they go bald. I don't know. I believe a Levite was very much in the spirit when he wrote that law on being forehead bald.
Absolutely. Hey, absolutely right. Moses was, like, writing it as he was, like,
he's like, yeah.
He said, you know, he's
text
like,
most high.
He said, what's
you know,
the next law?
You know, Moses,
said,
you know, Moses
oh,
and the most
right.
high were tight.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean, what did they say? Moses, Elijah, and Enoch, they were just taken. They weren't killed.
Right.
Like, nobody knows what happened. So they were tight with him. So, you know, I don't know. I think that was a layup for the
hey,
most high.
Hey,
like,
hey,
the most high was right here. man. Anyway, so our inheritance has turned to strangers, the immigration issue in the USA. So I know a few weeks back, I had spoke about it in a camp in New York, because I was visiting New York. I know it was discussed on the show. But, you know, it's still very prevalent, and this has actually, you know, it, a lot of times we rely on information based on what the media decides to report. And I'm gonna go out there and say that 9 times out of 10 you'll research an issue and the news is actually late on reporting when it comes to stuff like this. If it's something violent or whatever, you know, it's breaking news. Something like this has actually and you'll see. I'm not talking crap. What's going on at the U.S. border where they're taking the kids, they're separating the kids from the parents, is a tactic to deter immigration. All right. Okay. It's a tactic to deter immigration. And there's government officials that have gone on record to say that. So I'm not and we're going to read an article that tells you that. So I'm not making that up. So this whole thing that is procedure, whatever. I was watching clips where they're showing even the judge, the Edomite judge, was like, this is ridiculous. And he's there asking 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, do they understand that they don't have an attorney? Do they understand?
Bro,
reading them right.
Too, right. That's insane.
And this like 4-year-olds looking like, and the judge, like there's a moment where they put the camera on the judge. And the judge is like he realizes like, yo, this is a farce. This is like a kangaroo court.
Bro, it's crazy.
Yeah. But he has to go through this thing. And, man, I'm reading. I mean, I don't know if we'll get to all the articles. I want to read some scriptures to pair with it. And, brothers, I always tell y'all, don't be nervous. Don't be shy. If something pops in your head, let's bring it out. Okay?
All right.
Don't, you know. I didn't ask for the extra brother to come on the show just to be there. It's not like I need 2 readers, you know. Yeah,
that's
true.
Just
oh no, well you were the regularly yeah. programmed one.
Right, I was.
He's the extra one. Right. Hey, you single too,
one.
Right?
I'm
wave
single
at the camera.
Too.
He's single. Yeah.
When you were talking about like
okay,
a,
here we
the
go.
Judge,
right.
he was talking
Let's
to 1-year-olds and 2-year-olds too.
Yeah.
And they were just crying. Like a little baby, like it can't. Why are you asking? Hey, do you know what's going on? We're gonna deport you, and it's a 1-year-old, 2-year-old.
Yeah, bro.
That blew my mind when I read that.
I'm telling you, man.
Like, wow,
it's crazy. And people don't realize that this is prophetic. Get me that in Deuteronomy 28. Let's start with that.
32.
Yeah.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people.
Go ahead.
And thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long.
Read on.
And there shall be no might in thine hand.
Because there shall be no might to get them back. It said they will be given unto another people. All right. And you shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There are so many kids. There's several thousand. And that's the numbers they're putting out. Who knows what they really are that they have not given back. You know, and I was watching something with – it goes to show you the lack of compassion of this heathen,
right,
wicked instrument of Satan, Esau,
who
that
the
world ignorantly calls Caucasians,
the white man,
all right? Because you see – some people are going to say, oh, but there's some that, you know, are advocating against it.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm gonna butcher it, but it's like when Muhammad Ali was being interviewed, I think by Howard Cosell, and he was talking about that and how, you know, white people were wicked or whatever, you know, and he goes, yeah, but you know, I don't know if he said I'm your friend, or he basically was making allusion like, what about the nice white people?
Right.
And Ali goes, listen, if I see a bunch of poisonous serpents coming at me, right? And you're telling me there's a couple of good ones in there. I'm supposed to just let all the other serpents run around me and be okay with that? He was like, no, I got to treat all of them like serpents,
right,
because
exactly.
I don't know which one's good, which one's not, whatever. Mm. So, you know, and the scripture tells you that his spirit's not upright in him, right? I mean, get me that one, all right? When you read prophetically, let's jump to understand why this is significant, because you'll have some detractors out there that say that these curses passed, right? It says that these curses pass. Go to verse 45.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, mm-hmm. verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee. Till thou be destroyed.
Now, this is an important piece of this, right? Till thou be destroyed. Because you'll have another argument that says, well, other races of people, other nations went through some of these.
Mm.
Well, I would gather to say they did not go through all of them.
Right.
And they were not destroyed by them.
Right.
They were not destroyed as a people. They did not lose their heritage. They did not know. They were not scattered to the wind. All right. Yeah, there was certain races of this and that or whatever, but they all have their own countries. They all know their identity.
Right.
They were not destroyed.
Well, plus it says, okay, when you start at verse 15, it says, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee, right? If a different nation fits one or two or three or ten, they don't matter. Verse 15 through 68 is talking about the Israelites.
Right.
And the key word says all. Right, exactly.
All these curses. All, not some. All.
That's right.
All. So go ahead. Continue reading on. Start from the top again if you lost your spot.
Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed.
And it says they shall pursue thee,
mm-hmm.
meaning that it was something that was going
wherever
to follow our people wherever you go, wherever you were at,
right?
It says, and overtake thee. Read on.
Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
It says, because you hearkenest not to the voice of the Lord thy God, meaning not doing the commandments. All right, go ahead.
To keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee.
Go ahead.
And they shall be upon thee for a sign.
And it says, and they, these curses, all right, read on.
Shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever.
This is the difference. And some people will say, oh, it's not upon your seed forever. Well, look at what's happening at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that you have to understand that I wrote in the intro, like the summary of the show, that many of our people have an issue with the understanding that the Bible is relevant today, right? And I think it's rather hypocritical that they would want to preach the Bible, right, but then say that this stuff doesn't apply today.
That's right.
Or these things aren't for today, or these
right.
things were for a time that passed. Then that should invalidate the whole gospel.
Mm.
Yep.
Even though we know that they're teaching a different gospel, right, than what the true gospel is. But for their argument to be you know, that doesn't apply, or that was for a time, or that happened here historically or there, then how do you explain these verses that we're reading that says the people that it would happen to would be destroyed as a people? All right.
Pursue them.
Yeah. Get me the one in Daniel where it says unto the children. Nothing has happened like unto the children. Let's happen to children. Let him get it. So you can stay here because I want to stay with this. All right. And it says, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder. A sign is to show you something. A wonder is for what? For us to when we hear these things. Right. It's an amazement to our people when they say, oh, my gosh. That is us.
To wonder why it's happening
right?
to us.
It's wonderment. Like the first time any of you heard the curses.
It was beautiful.
And it was a wonder. Many of us were like, wow.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mind blowing.
Right. That is our people.
Mm-hmm.
And none else. All right. And the scripture tells you the severity of what these curses are. So we be destroyed as a people. Read the one in Daniel.
The book of Daniel chapter 9 and verse 11. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law.
All Israel have transgressed the law. Go ahead.
Even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us.
This is the curse. The what? The curse in Deuteronomy 28. That the promise from verse 15 through 68 would happen to you because we did not serve the Lord our God with gladness and joyfulness of heart to do all his commandments and his statutes. Read.
That's right.
And the oath that is written in the law of Moses.
This is what it's referring to. Read.
The servant of God, because we have sinned against him, and he hath confirmed his words.
He confirmed his words, meaning I made you a promise, not a threat, right?
That's right.
It was a promise, and I promised you. Listen, verse 15, let's go there.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass.
But it shall come to pass. But it shall come to pass. Now read the part where it says, but he shall confirm.
And he hath confirmed his word.
So here he says, it shall come to pass. Go ahead, read.
If thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Now read your part.
Which he hath spake against us and against our judges that judged us by bringing upon us a great evil.
The great evil, okay, we're going to read on and we're going to go into it when we read about this immigration and all this other stuff. This great evil, okay, is talking about these curses, all right, by that instrument of Satan. He says, and they shall be upon thy seed forever. Mm. That means that This was going to be the thing. You know how people say, like, you know, my scars tell a story. The things that I've been through is this or whatever and blah, blah, blah. This is our story. This is that thing. Scars. This is why it's going to be on there forever. Mm-hmm. Because this is what identifies us. These markings upon us, all right, is what identifies us. Go ahead, read on.
For under the whole heaven
under all of earth, go ahead,
hath not been done. As has been done upon Jerusalem.
Have not been done as has been done. Nobody has gone through the totality of these curses to the point that we were destroyed as a people. Go back to 46. Read it again.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever.
Go ahead.
Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. For the abundance of all things.
Because when you read in Ezra, it tells you that the whole earth was made for us. So the abundance of all things were, if all we had to do was fall in line with God's program, keep his statutes and his commandment, this whole earth and everything in it was for us. But it wasn't. So read on.
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst. And in nakedness, and in want of all things.
And listen, we've gone over this ad nauseum. There's plenty of videos on it, so I'm not going to go into the historical side of it. You know, maybe there'll be opportunity to do it. I know we might have new listeners and things like that here or there. But you go historically, right? So, yes, there's examples in the scripture where our people were in hunger and thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things and had to serve our enemies. Look at all the captivities, the history of all the captivities, okay? When you read in Daniel about the statue and it talks about the different world powers, we went captivity under all of those. All right, but in addition, what? Post the Renaissance, mm-hmm. we went into captivity again. We had a time where we were coming out of things for a little bit, but not under keeping God's commandments.
Right.
So the curses pursued us. What? You had the various slave trades from the Arab to the Asian, Chinese,
right. yep.
okay? You had the transatlantic. You had the Indian slave trade. I was reading a book this morning I didn't have enough time, but there was good nuggets in there that I was going to pair with scriptures that talks about the stuff that was done to Gad, to the natives. Mm-hmm. All right. I have books absolutely. On the Indian slave trade, because, yes, there was an Indian slave trade. All right. For the ignorant people that think it was only so-called African-Americans, that was, because then you have those amongst us who say that Northern Kingdom weren't in captivity. All mm-hmm. right. The Indian slave trade. OK. You had the Hispanic slave trade, Portuguese.
Right.
OK.
French.
The French. Everybody had us in subjection in different things. All right. And it says, and in one of all things, go ahead, read on.
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck. He hath destroyed thee.
No other nation has been destroyed like that. Give me Daniel 9, where it talks about confusion of faces, all right? Because this is the destroying. Listen, if you're going to say that we haven't been destroyed, and you're going to accept that Amalek in Israel are the so-called Jews, then this doesn't apply to them either, because that's they right. haven't been destroyed. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean destroyed physically. It doesn't mean, right, because then you just got to say that this is invalid. Then there's right. no discussion for me to have with you if it's not going to be. Of this.
Right.
So it's obviously not talking about a physical destruction where you wipe off the face of the earth, and that would contradict God's promises that he said that we would be innumerable, right? Like the right. sand of the sea,
right.
like well, the stars.
That and we know it's not talking about a physical destruction, because the first step in repentance is bethinking yourself.
That's right.
right. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So again, but you have to have a conversation contextually in the Bible about that
right.
if that's
right,
the case.
Right.
And many detractors don't seek to do that. They seek to go elsewhere. They try mm-hmm. to do other books. They try to bring out
other
history. Yes, they obviously get emotional. All right. But it says until we have been destroyed. It's talking about what? Give me Jeremiah 17 and 4. Hold Daniel. Give me Jeremiah 17 and 4.
And after you get that, Kev, can I say something about verse 50? What you were saying about the snakes and the serpents, that they're all evil.
Right.
Okay? Verse 50 makes it clear.
Okay.
This is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 4.
This is what it's talking about when it says that we would be destroyed. Go ahead.
And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage.
It says, thou, Israel, even thyself shall discontinue from thy heritage. The heritage that's found in the Bible, our true nationality. Go ahead.
That I gave thee.
That and God gave us. Because, right, yeah, we have customs and things that we've picked up along the way, but the only thing that's pure, the only thing that's legit, is what God gave us. God named 18 nations and chose one.
That's right.
And that's what it goes by, and that's the one. Mm-hmm. And he made customs and things for a heritage for the other nations, and he made a heritage for us.
Mm.
All right? Because when you read in Deuteronomy, when it talks about how he appeared in no form, no similitude, mm-hmm. he says those things are for the other nations. So he made a heritage for them. He made something for them. This isn't for them. He made something for them, and he also made a place for them in the kingdom.
Mm.
Right. This is our heritage right here. Sirach 17, verse 11. Besides this, he gave them knowledge and the law of life for an heritage.
Right. Right. Mm. Knowledge and the law of life. You also read in the Old Testament, and I believe it's in Deuteronomy, it says, this is your wisdom in the sight of the nations.
Right. Shall hear, all right? And they shall say.
They shall hear and they shall say how great and wise and understanding this right. people are. This is our heritage. Read Jeremiah 17 and 4 again.
Jeremiah 17 verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage.
We would discontinue. That's what it would mean to be destroyed. Go ahead.
That I gave thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies.
Again, referring to the curses, all right, that you read about in Deuteronomy 28, that you read about in Lamentations 5, okay? He says, I will cause thee to serve thine enemies. Go ahead.
In the land which thou knowest not.
In the land which thou knowest not. So is the so-called Jews that live in Israel serving their enemies in a land that they know it's not?
No.
Okay? This is the land that we know it's not, and we're serving our enemies. Now get me this in Daniel 9 so that you can understand that it all – listen, the Bible's redundant. If them who have an ear to hear, let them hear.
That's
all right?
right.
You got to have a spiritual ear and a spiritual eye to understand this. Go ahead.
The book of Daniel chapter 9 and verse 7. O Lord – righteousness belongeth unto thee.
God determines what's right or wrong. That's why I say what's pure, what's right, is the heritage that he gave unto us, the knowledge that he gave unto us. Even for the heathen, what's pure and right is what he gave to them.
That's right.
Which is those other things. This is why this isn't for them. This is why this doesn't work for them. This is them. If they worship this, they worship this in vain. All right. right? So go ahead, read.
But unto us confusion of faces.
But unto us confusion of faces, because God is what knows what's right, what's appropriate, what really is for us. All right, go ahead, read.
as at this day.
Confusion of faces in what? That we don't know who we are. We're calling ourselves Puerto Rican, Mexican, Native American, Hispanic, the different tribes that fall under the many nations of the tribes of Gad and Reuben, okay? African American, Black, Negro, the derogatory terms like you read in Deuteronomy 28:37, the proverbs and bywords, calling ourselves Rodriguez, Gonzalez, Smith, John Well, Comas, all these other things, all right? Okay, see, I did the M on you on that one because you were ready to come with that, then, right? Right, go ahead, read.
To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
It's talking about all. That's why the Bible always makes a distinction, right? So that whole nonsense that all the tribes are black like this tablecloth today, it's not about a skin color, all right? It's not. When we speak that way, it's because that's what people understand. You have to speak in what they call colloquialisms, or rather common speak. Mm-hmm. Because if I go to you and I'm calling you and you have no idea, and I'm like, hey, Judah, or hey, Judite, or hey, Ephraimite, you don't know what the hell. You might think that I'm cursing you out and be offended, and then we're gonna have to shoot the one, right? So it's like, so what? We speak in terms that you understand.
Right.
So when I say black, I don't mean it as a color. When I say a black person, all right? When I say Hispanic, I don't mean it as a color. There's no color to that. You know, it bothers me when they say black and brown people, but we speak that way. Why? Because that's the lexicon of the world today, right? So that's what we have to speak in. When the Bible says make it plain upon tables, we have to take that and let them know. Because when they told me Puerto Ricans win the Bible, I was expecting to see the word Puerto Rican. I said, I never read the word Puerto Rican. Well, no. Yeah, that's understanding that we're living in a time of confusion of faces,
right,
and we're being called things outside of what we really are. Then you'll understand, and you'll have to look for it. Why? You look for the signs and the wonder. Go ahead, read on.
And unto all Israel that are near and that are far off.
That are near and scattered abroad, because that was one of the curses as well, that we would be scattered. Go ahead.
Through all the countries whether thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee.
Just like what we just read in Deuteronomy 28.
Mm.
All right? That's exactly like what we read. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Deuteronomy 28 is such a problem that there are some denominations that they only have verse 1 through 3.
Dang.
There's some denominations that in their Bibles they only have verse 1 through 14. And they totally omit verses 15 through 68.
Bro.
And let's not even get into the Apocrypha with the missing history and prophecy that's in there.
Bro, that is some crafty counsel right there about getting rid of all the curses.
Yes.
Bro, all the curses.
Jehovah's Witness. The Jehovah's Witness Bible is lacking that.
Wow.
It's lacking that. I don't know if the Gideons? The Gideon Bible that you see in the hotels a lot, like they have the Gideons or whatever, for Gideonites.
I was in Vegas before I came to the truth. They don't have the Bible no more. They have it's a book about Muhammad.
I was at Circus. Yeah.
You were probably staying in a room that was from like a terrorist.
Bro, I say, Allah Akbar.
He was at Circus, you said. So.
Bro, no, but this is before the world.
He was at that end of the strip. On the Mandalay Bay side, bro.
Their Bibles too. I'm pretty sure they don't have it because I remember before I came to the truth, I've been in a couple hotels, right, in the strip, but the last time. One of the last times that I went, we stayed at Circus just one night. They don't have the Bible anymore. They had a book about Muhammad Ali or Muhammad. Not Muhammad Ali. That's a boxer, right? Muhammad. The
prophet Muhammad.
Yeah. So
Muhammad the pedophile and heritage dealer. Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, that's when I was like, what? Something's wrong. But yeah, man. Hey, let me get verse 50, Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. Because how the captain was saying, their spirit is not upright in them. Yeah, one of them here and one of them there will say, well, you know, there's some nice white people out there. There's some good ones out there. But read that.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 50. A nation.
That's a whole race of people. Come on.
Of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
And that's what you've seen going on today with our the kids, okay, that they're deporting our kids. They're taking our kids from us. They don't care about the kids, okay? They don't care about the old men.
That's right.
They're all against us, one way or another. Whether they be against us here, they're going to be against us over here. Okay, they might like they might like the Mexicans, but the our brothers, the Guatemalans, so-called, Guatemalans, bro, they hate us one way or another, and I see that.
Right. Oh, praises. So you were going to bring something out? Or was it just a rock?
No. In Daniel 9, when it says that under all heaven, right, has been done as to unto Jerusalem. You know, they have little scriptures sometimes and whatnot, and usually they're garbage, right? But this one was actually pretty accurate.
Oh, you mean like the internal concordance of the Bible
and
stuff
exactly.
like that? Yeah.
And like,
hey, so no, sometimes it's good, but it doesn't give understanding. It'll just reference something else.
Right. And
yeah, I'll use those sometimes, and I can make a class with that.
Some actually do fit, and then this one actually fits because, like I said, it said under all heaven hath not been done as done to Jerusalem, Amos 3:2. It says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for your iniquities. That fits perfect right there. The Most High let us know he only deals with one nation of people. This is the same thing in Psalms 147.
I was just going to say that. That goes with Psalms 147. That, if it's for the other nations, they have not known my judgment.
Exactly.
Mm. He's only given them unto Jacob. The statutes and the judgments were only given unto Jacob. So, I mean, that, it has nothing to do with them.
Right.
It has nothing to do with them. And why would he put that on his chosen people, for the people that think that now he's chosen the whole world, as long as they, why would he put that on his whole people, on his own people, but then not everybody else? I mean, like, it don't make no sense.
That brings it over here too, real quick. Second Maccabees 6 and verse 14, it says, for not as with other nations, whom the Lord patiently forbeareth to punish, till they become to the fullness of their sins, so dealeth he with us.
So he's telling you, hey, that's heavy. You know what he's saying? He's saying that he deals with us. It's almost like, let me put it like this. Being disciplined, when you're disciplining a child, right? I remember being disciplined, and it's like you think you're getting away with something, right?
Right.
And you're getting away with it, and you're getting away with it. So it makes you more brazen. It makes you more. But then when the punishment comes, it's sorer. It's a worse punishment, right? It's a worse judgment that you get. He's basically saying, listen, I judge you habitually, Israel. I've given you the warnings and what you need to do to avoid it and whatever. But the other nations, I'm forbearing to. Basically, I'm bearing record. Trust me. So when you sit here and you say, well, how come? You know, because there's prophets have even done that. How long, oh, Lord? Right?
Yeah.
Will you deal this way? Whatever. Asking for judgment to come upon the nations.
Right.
The Lord's letting you know, hey, trust me. I'm going to get them.
Right?
I don't deal with you that way. Right, because if I unleashed my fury like that with y'all, if I held it back, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
So he was like, listen, right, that goes with, where's the one where he says, who the Lord chasteneth?
I got it.
Give me that.
I got one in Revelation chapter.
No, that's not the one I want in Revelation.
Hebrews.
Yeah, that's the one.
Chapter 12 and verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Right, so he says, if he loves you, he will chasten if you.
Right.
He will scare. This is why I tell brothers, listen, when we stop caring, when we stop correcting you, all right, then you got to worry, because then we've cast you to Satan at that point. We're telling you, hey, you deal with it. You deal with stuff that way. All right. Go ahead. Where were you again? Read it from the top.
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Go ahead.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons.
Exactly. So you understand that that's love. Him not judging the other nations yet, even though we know he's promising that he will, he's saying that if he chastises you, he's treating you like a son. He loves you. So the stuff that you're going through is predicated on that. Go ahead, read.
For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
What type of son are you then if the father don't correct you? Why go through all that effort? Go ahead.
But if he be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons.
You are bastards. Those other nations are without chastisement, according to the scriptures. Based on what we read in Maccabees, based on Psalms 147, they are without chastisement. This was not for them. So they are bastards.
Right.
The adoption of sons does not pertain to them. They think the adoption of sons means that now these heathen are now part of the fold. They think they're grafted in to the natural branches.
Aha. That's not the case.
That is not the case. Bro, there's so much. This is like a buffet with these scriptures, bro. It's so much meat. This is meat-a-palooza.
If that's the case.
Some meat extravaganza.
That I got to be here and be oppressed here in this kingdom. And then be partakers of the same thing in the next kingdom, then I don't want a part of that kingdom.
Right.
What just judgment is that?
That's not. That's what like one of the caciques, I think he was a Manessa, Cuban, so-called Cuban, that when they were burning him, they're like, yo, accept Jesus Christ,
yeah,
which was
the
white Messiah.
Yeah.
No, that was the king of Peru.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking it up the other day. I thought it was Cuban.
Right,
but
right.
He said, yo,
are you going to be there? He was like, they were like, accept it, you're going to go to heaven. He was like, are you going to be there?
He said, yeah.
He was like, yeah. He was like, then I don't want to be there.
He said, then I don't want to be partakers
bro,
of that.
That's exactly what it is. You know, it's very simple. It's called the kingdom for a reason because every kingdom has particular attributes that has been the same throughout history. Every kingdom has a ruling class and a serving class. It's very simple. We were made to be his ruling class. They were made to be his serving class. That's
right.
It. That's it. Everything got turned upside down, but because of that, we're waiting on vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And he says, don't worry, I'm going to get them. Don't worry, I'm bearing record. They'll still get their just judgment, but I'm dealing with you because you guys are my children right now.
Y'all being rebellious, y'all don't want to listen. I got to punish you first. That's the thing. That's the thing. You know how there's a lot of brothers, there's certain brothers that be like, yeah, the white man's a devil. And I'm like, bro, I'm not there yet. I'm trying to get myself right before I can be like, I want to put him in slavery. And then I'm like,
the white man's the devil. Now what?
Yeah.
You're right. Now what?
You still devil too, brother. Get yourself right.
Yeah, right.
Right. All right. So let me jump into the immigration stuff, right? I think we laid a good foundation here. All right. Okay. So, gosh, there's so many articles that I want to read through. And listen, brothers, if you feel inspired to bring a scripture as you read this, then go ahead. All right. So I got this one article here, and it says, the Trump administration separation of families at the border explained why children are being sent to foster care or whatever while their parents are sent to jail. As a matter of policy, the U.S. government is separating families who seek asylum in the U.S. by crossing the border legally. Dozens of parents are being split from their children each day, the children labeled unaccompanied minors. It just that title alone isn't makes it because they were accompanied.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And sent to government custody or foster care. The parents labeled criminals and sent to jail. Now, let me tell you something. You got. I'm going to try to say it because I'm going to start cursing and stuff because I get mad. All right. You got people out there talking about, well, good, come in legally and that shouldn't happen.
Right.
Joe Rogan was saying, and he's a heathen, but he made a good point, and this goes to show you the
he has a good podcast though.
Yeah. Yeah. This goes to show you the serpentry of that vile serpent Esau, who the world ignorantly calls a Caucasian or the white
so
man today.
Ignorantly
calls all right. He basically was blasting anybody, he said, who so what if they came here illegally? He was like, kids are being taken from their parents. We're talking about, I'm not talking about like a teenager who might, even that ain't right. Kids are being taken from their parents, not knowing if they're going to be able to pay them, because that's what's going on now. It's such a debacle. They can't pay the proper parents with the kids now.
Right.
Mm. All right. Where's your compassion? Where's your compassion? We're saying, never has the debate come up, let them stay. Yeah, they came here illegally. Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm not even touching that part yet, that this isn't even their place when we talk about illegal immigrants, all right? But where's the compassion of this so-called nice white person that's okay with a three-year-old, with an infant being taken from their parents and being called unaccompanied minors just because they enter legally and that wouldn't happen?
Right.
Are you kidding me? Do you know it's because of the U.S.'s involvement in these countries— All right. When you watch Harvest of Empire, when you read that book, when you read about the School of the Americas and their influence and the destabilization of Central and Latin America and the Caribbean that they did, mm-hmm. that they had a hand in, and that the repercussions that are felt today that they still have a hand in to this day. Trump was just on the news a couple weeks ago talking about, can we invade Venezuela? Mm-hmm. Like, are you serious? And I'm telling you this, I've spoken about the School of the Americas on this show before. I think last year or whatever, I've gone into that. I broke that down and what that is and their involvement in Latin and Central America and what type of involvement that was. All right. Their sham, how they stole the Panama Canal. All right. All that stuff. And you're going to sit here and you have to realize that they're running away from conditions that were largely created
by America's meddling, and I say America because that's even false, by the United States, involvement in these countries. And they're the ones that have pilfered up, just like they're dealing with issues in the Middle East. Everybody they've dealt with in the Middle East, they've had a hand in, whether through the CIA, FBI, or whatever. They supplied weapons. Osama bin Laden, product of them. Saddam Hussein, a product of them. Mm. All right? And their involvement. Because they're in there trying to play this this Game of Thrones, all right? This on this world stage of trying to influence things and maintain control. And they don't realize that their hands are too short to box with God, and all this stuff is prophetic. In their actions, they are validating prophecy. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like when you read, I'll give you an example. When you read in the Bible, there's a lot of times in the Old Testament when Christ did something, and it says all these things were done so that this could be fulfilled, so that that could be fulfilled. Let me see. There's one that I'm looking for in particular. Okay, read Matthew 1:22. And at this point, you read Matthew 1 on down. It talks about the lineage of Christ. Then it talks about how Christ was born out of wedlock.
Right.
Because that's really what's being said there. Not that it was a virgin birth. All right. Without jumping into that and breaking that down today, it says so Christ was born out of wedlock. But then you read verse 22, 1 and 22.
The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Behold, a virgin.
And that's where everybody gets confused when you read about behold a virgin. All right. But go ahead.
Shall be with child. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
All right, so it says all these things were done when the angel came to visit and make sure that Joseph didn't put Mary away over this stuff to say what? The short of it is it wasn't that an angel went and had sex with Mary and then had Jesus, okay, that Christ was born. They were smashing before that, all right? It's in Luke where you read that, you know, he was going to basically see her,
right?
You can devise that he was going to see her basically back then.
She went to a city of Judah.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, well, to pay taxes, I think it was, right? So, like, you read, like he went or she went to pay taxes. So they had opportunity to get together. But the problem is that you're looking at things from a worldly perspective today, not understanding the customs of how marriage and things were set up then. Mm. That's not a big deal now to have a baby out of wedlock. Once upon a time it was, and back then even more so. So when it says that he was minded to put her away privily, it was because he didn't want people to know that he was smashing with her.
Right.
All right? Before they got married, before they went into the wedding chamber, all right? Mm. That's the short of it. So, but it says all these steps were done and taken this way so that what was prophesied could be fulfilled. And that's not the first time you say it. You read a lot of things in the script. That's not the first time it says it. You read a lot of things in the scriptures where it says a similar line of things. And all these things were done so that this could be fulfilled, that was prophesied, that was said, et cetera, et cetera. So America, these world leaders that do these things and they commit these acts, they don't realize that they're doing these things, and it's the Lord putting the Spirit on them, because we know the Lord can harden hearts or soften them.
That's right.
To do these things, Trump is a product of the Most High in Christ. It tells you that in the Book of Daniel, that he sets up the basis of men. All right,
and he is the from the basis of the Caucasus Mountain.
He's the basis of the Caucasus Mountain.
That dude is
so
beast.
All this is done for that. So I say all that to come back and say this, that these people are seeking asylum from countries where things are so messed up because of America's involvement, because of the United States involvement.
Can I get a scripture on that? Yep. Someone give me Obadiah verse 5 real quick. Obadiah verse 5, because it's common sense. If you're in a country where there's no more natural resources, where everything has been turned upside down.
Gang violence, dictators, guerrilla warfare, whatever it might be.
Then naturally, you would want to uproot and leave too, right? Give me Obadiah verse 5.
Obadiah verse 5. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night.
So now when you start in verse 1 and you read on down, it's setting up the Lord's giving you the characteristics and attributes of Esau, all right, which the world calls Caucasian today, all right? But it says, if thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, read on.
How art thou cut off?
How would they be cut off? Because a regular thief would come into your house. He would take enough to where he's satisfied, and then he would leave. But this particular man has a different way about him. Read on.
Would they have not stolen till they had enough?
So most people would just steal until they had enough, and then they would move on to the next thing. Read on.
If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes?
So now, he's giving you the characteristics of Esau. Esau is the exact opposite. He goes to a place, and he takes not just the fruit off the tree, but he takes the tree, he takes the roots, he takes the soil, everything.
Yeah,
so that's why these people are uprooting themselves, and then they're leaving these countries that they're at because of the influence that America has had there.
Some of them are leaving and leaving their families behind, knowing full well what's waiting for them, knowing that they might not ever see them again, but mm-hmm. in the hopes that they can and they can make some money and send for the rest of them or what have you.
Right.
What drives somebody to do those type of things? They want to talk about an illegal immigration problem, but they're the ones that have planted the seeds that have caused this mass exodus from these other countries to come here.
And that's exactly what they're calling it, a exodus.
Can I get a scripture?
Go ahead.
Nehemiah 9, verse 36. Okay, because I'm going to back up what the officer was saying, what the captain was saying about how they own everything, okay? And the scripture says it plain, verse 36.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 36. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to
North,
eat.
Central, and South America. That's the land that was given to us by our forefathers and by the Most High. Come on.
To eat the fruit thereof mm-hmm. and the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it.
We are servants in our land. Verse 37.
Verse 37. And he yielded much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins.
Come on.
Also, they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress.
And that's why we try to flee these things. We try to flee Guatemala, Mexico, South America. We try
to flee Venezuela.
We try to flee these things and come to the what they call today the land of gold, which is so-called America.
The land of milk and honey.
Milk and honey.
That's right. But that's what we...
The streets are paved with gold.
We try to flee these things because they have dominion over our bodies, over our cattle. And at their pleasure, we are in great distress. They're building nice cities in our lands. And we live in the hoods, in the ghettos, in the slums, in the trash of the city. All right. So just like the officer was saying, they take the fruit, the grass, even the soil. We have nothing.
Right. But watch this. That goes deeper too. Give me Lamentations 5:1. I want to read 1 and 2.
I was waiting for you to bring that up. I was waiting. I was like, yo.
Well, I think it's a very underutilized scripture as far as its pairing with Ezra's and Deuteronomy and this topic in general.
If this doesn't fit Northern Kingdom to the T,
right.
I don't know what does.
Right, right.
Lamentations 5 is a heavy, heavy, heavy chapter.
Yes.
This is Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach.
This goes back to where we opened up the show when we were talking the reproach is what? Us turning from God, not keeping his commandments, all right, with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And it says, remember what has come upon us, all right? Like you were saying earlier, like part of repentance is for us to be able to remember, to bethink ourselves.
That's right.
So that's what these things are here for. So part of this is saying, listen, remember, do you don't think God knows, remember what's come upon us? Hey, they're not saying for God to remember. All right. This is them just putting that prayer into remembrance. Like the Lord knows what's come upon us. And you know what I love about this, man? Full accountability.
That's right.
Full accountability, because he says, and behold our reproach.
Mm-hmm.
Consider and behold our reproach. Mm-hmm. Right. Meaning we the ones that messed up. We ain't blaming it on you, God, even though you're the one that delivered this judgment. All right.
Justly.
Justly.
Right.
Right. Because to say remember our reproach means it's justly. Right. Read the next verse.
Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens.
Now, conventionally, I go over this and other brothers go over this and we talk about, you know, how America came here, manifest destiny and took all that stuff and did all this. Kind of what you were talking about today, that they own this, that and the other. I'm going to take this a step further on the vein of what I'm talking about with the School of the Americas here. When it says our inheritance is turned to strangers, you would look at that today in modern times and say, well, it's not, right? Mexico has its own government, Venezuela, yep. Panama, all right, Guatemala, Colombia, all those places have their own governments. Their inheritance is not turned to strangers. That's bullshit. Okay, there's no other way to say it. Because when you understand the involvement of the United States, the influence, the covert things that they do to be in there, they're the ones running the show. The reason Venezuela is having a problem is because starting with Chavez, they were trying to resist that stuff with America. All right? So let me tell you how you don't have control of your inheritance. That another country could come in, do something that can disrupt your government and your citizens to the point that it destroys your economy, it creates a hostile, warlike, guerrilla environment, and then they leave, and you still can't remedy that situation. And listen, that's what's going through Cuba, right? And they tried to resist it. I mean, it's a little more complex in Cuba than what happened everywhere else, because everybody else drank of the cup. Cuba resisted, and they're paying for it now to this day. If that's not the inheritance in modern times being turned to strangers, look at what's going on with the imports and the tariffs, all right? You don't tell me that just because the flag of the United States is not flying in that country, that that stuff don't belong to them. They can do whatever they want in these countries, whenever, however they want. All right. So it says our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens, because they're the ones that are in there creating these things, destabilizing governments, destabilizing leaders. All right. And putting it up. That's espionage. That's the essence of espionage. And nobody does it better than the United States. Nobody. No, have they ever? All right, that's espionage. You got something you want to bring out? I see you looking for something.
Yeah, I'm looking for the real quick.
Do you want to help? You want a word search help? Do you know what it says?
I know it's in Maccabees, right? But it's basically it's talking about how when Rome was in power, how whoever did they set up that they allowed to rule over as long as they were in enmity with them.
Amity. That if they had amity with them,
right. I know it's Maccabees.
Relied upon them. They kept is First Maccabees 8. Let's
there
see,
15.
Judas had heard of the Romans that they were mighty and valiant men,
yeah,
and such
was
love it. So 8:1 is where it starts, and make a league of amity with all them that came unto them. And they had conquered kingdoms before, and when all that heard their name were afraid of them. Okay, so hold on. You in the spirit.
Oh, there we go. It's a verse 13.
Yeah. Go ahead, read it. Go ahead.
The book started at verse 11.
The book of First Maccabees,
yeah,
chapter 8, verse 11.
12 in there.
It was told before.
Well, start at 1 so we understand who we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
so read 1 and then jump to 11.
Because understanding that America is an extension of Rome. That's why I wanted to come to this. The same philosophies that ancient Rome had is what America practiced.
Hey, brother said, add this to YouTube. I know we were talking about adding these things to YouTube. I think we definitely got to put today's up on YouTube. Because, you know, just because of the nature of the time slot that we do it in, I think we don't get a lot of live views. I think if we had like a separate show, like on another day, we would probably get more bump. But we could replay this stuff. Like you were saying last week, I think you were talking
about
putting this stuff, ripping it and putting it on YouTube.
Because these classes are very important, because what we see on the news is scriptural.
Hey, and it's easy because you don't have to edit these, because we don't edit them. They're on Facebook to go, right? So we don't edit them. What's said is said. You just put it out there, right? So go ahead, read that.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 8, verse 1. Now Judas had heard of the Romans, that they were mighty and valiant men, and such as would lovingly accept all that joined themselves unto them, and make a league of amity with all that came unto them.
And then jump to verse 11 so that the officer can give his breakdown. But let me read amity really quick, though, so that you can understand the definition of that. A friendly relationship. That's all it means. It's another way to say a friendly relationship, a league of friendly relations.
It says,
all right?
To make a league of amity with all that came unto them.
Yes. All right.
Verse 11. It was told him besides how they destroyed and brought under their dominion all other kingdoms and isles that at any time resisted them.
So they came in wrecking house, and they took over everything, all right? And then they absorbed the Greek Empire. That's why it became known as the Greco-Roman Empire. Read on.
But with their friends and such as relied upon them, they kept amity.
So those who they had the friendly relationships with.
With the Greeks, because they didn't conquer the Greeks.
Exactly.
Well, not by destruction as far as physical, all right? But they did destroy them by absorption.
What they did was the Greeks drank of that cup. That's what happened. And then they got absorbed. All right, burrito?
It's called the dominant culture.
There you go.
Dominant culture. Sociological terms, the dominant culture is what takes, what winds up overcoming. And that's what happened. The Greeks weren't the dominant culture anymore after this amity they made.
That's right.
But verse 12, but with their friends, and as such as relied upon them, they kept amity, in that they had conquered kingdoms both far and nigh, insomuch as all that heard of their name was afraid of them.
Verse 13 is the one that I want to go with, what Captain was saying about how people would say that, well, Cuba has their own government, Venezuela has their own government, and that's BS. And then here's why. Read on.
Also that whom they would help to a kingdom.
Also who they would help to a kingdom. America's hand is in every single nation. They build kingdoms and they destroy kingdoms at their leisure. Read on.
Those reign, and whom again they would, they displace. Finally, that they were greatly exalted.
So they picked and they choose who they wanted to exalt and have reign, and then they picked and choose who they wanted to displace. It's the same characteristics
hey,
the U.S. has today.
Hey, so go back, all right? Read this. Read verse 12 again, all right?
Verse 12. But with their friends, and as such as relied upon them, they kept amity.
Right? So, you know, Britain and U.S. are really tight today. I got to bring this to today because it's right. The same characteristics, right? You see that now because what are they talking about in the news? How Trump is going around and talking real brazen about NATO and all this other stuff, right? And people are bugging out. They're like, yo, this dude is doing things, breaking protocol, like being real abrasive,
right.
Insulting these world leaders that right. They're supposed to have yeah. Amity with him, right?
True.
Go ahead, read.
And that they had conquered kingdoms, both far and nigh, insomuch as all that heard of their name was afraid of them.
They, all that hear their name, are afraid of them. This is why they comply with what the U.S. wants.
That's right.
Anything else is just kind of posturing, all right? Because the reality is nobody really wants to go toe-to-toe with the U.S. on that stuff, right?
Mm.
And then you could talk nuclear all you want. Anybody in their right mind, this is why they say Kim Jong-un was crazy, because you don't understand, like, once you go nuclear, like, the consequences, it affects the whole world. It affects you, too. This is
right.
why people – but trust me, there's not peace in the world because – people feel like they can't overcome the United States. Some of them are that brazen and reckless as that. There's a I forgot what they call it, but it's the whole thing with the nuclear bombs. It's just a threat of them. If you go nuclear like that with a major world power, this is why Russia don't come in and do the thing. This is why the mm-hmm. U.S. don't come in and do the thing, because they know there won't be anything to take.
Right. Exactly.
Mm.
Right. If they were to launch all their nukes over here, there's nothing left over here. Right, this is why Christ got to put that spirit on them to do that.
I was going
to
say that. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Christ got to put that spirit to have them push them buttons. All right? Because ain't nobody in their right mind going to push them buttons now, knowing the consequences globally that would have.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They want what these countries have, but they want it intact. All right? They don't want to go in and destroy it if they don't have to. Okay? This is why you read, like, when you read historically the characteristics of the Romans and how they conquered, how the Greeks conquered, all right? The effectiveness of it, why they became world powers outside of it being preordained by the Most High, but the strategies and tactics that they used was not genocide,
mm-hmm.
all right? To the extent that they would, and when I say genocide, I mean to the point where people were wiped out. Because then now you got to bring people there to repopulate
right.
that or whatever, what have you. I don't want to go too far off of what I'm saying here, but I'm trying to bring this up to today. It says, all they heard their name were afraid of them. The reason Trump, that fear is still here today, because the reason Trump could go into these meetings and say the things that he says, and these countries that are purportedly world powers with him,
mm-hmm.
this is how you know they're not equal, all right? Bro, somebody should just tell him, all right, fuck you, leave. If you want to leave if you want to leave NATO, leave NATO. If you want to do this, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They don't.
Nope.
Because why? There's a sense of fear. Now, read on.
Also, that whom they would help to a kingdom, those reign.
This goes back to the tactics of espionage
yep.
and what I'm talking about in modern times today, okay, with the School of the Americas. This is what they did. This is what they do in Central, South America, the Caribbean countries, okay? They influence and they support the person that they wanna put into power. At one time in Dominican Republic, they backed Trujillo. At one time, they were with Chavez, and then these people turn on them. They did this with Ishmael, all right? At one time, they backed Osama to fight the Russians, and then Osama turned on them. They provided weapons and everything else. They backed Saddam at one time to say, because they didn't want the guy. So when it says here of who they would help to a kingdom, those were the ones that would reign. If they helped you, you were going to come out on top. This is why they took the help, these other countries, right? Go ahead.
and whom again they would, they displaced.
And then when these people were like, okay, now I'm not with your program anymore. Yep. Now I'm going to go ahead and I want to do this, that, and the other, right? The puppet governments, puppet presidents, puppet figureheads, when they did want to resist, what would they do? They would go and either try to assassinate you, and if they couldn't, they would try to support the insurgents and create this propaganda mm-hmm. of this, that, and the other, and what have you. And then they go ahead and support guerrillas or the contrary group that's trying to take over the government. That's their way of getting involved without sacrificing their own soldiers, their own things, and stuff like that. Go ahead.
Finally, that they were greatly exalted.
Read on.
Yet for all this, none of them wore a crown.
So when you say that their inheritance is turned to strangers and that they're ruling the world, people expect us to say, well, no, because this country has a president. This one has a prime minister. Right. This one has this. It's saying, yet for all of this, you're not going to see anybody that's going to profess to be the king of England and the United States,
right.
the king of here and Latin America. Mm. It says, for all this, none of them wore a crown or was clothed in purple, because that's royal, right? It says, to be magnified thereby. And then it goes on to talk about what? But rather, contrary-wise, there were Senate seats and this, that. So it's letting you know that politics is espionage. Politics is the way that they influence and do these things. And things like the School of the Americas, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. All right? Let's go back to this article here. I'm not even going to get into the juice of the article. We're going to have to wind up cutting it because we're almost out of time with the show. Damn. Well, we might have to. Well, maybe we could do it next week from Cali, because we'll be in Cali, right?
Yes,
so, Lord's will. So we can do it from there. Let me finish. I guess I'll read this one article. Let me finish. Damn, I started this article. Bro, we really don't have time like to jump into it now. Damn. Let me see what else. Let me see if there's something else I can read.
Can I read the scripture right here?
Go ahead.
You know how you guys were talking about America infiltrating these other nations. America's infiltrating these other nations, destroying them. That way they reign over the top. This is a scripture that talks about who America is. The devil, Lucifer. So I'm going to read Isaiah 14 and 12.
It
says, how art thou fallen from... You got it? Can you read it?
Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
That lets you know right there that America will be cut down to the ground. They are the ones that are ruling these other nations. And this is future prophecy letting you know once the nation of Israel comes back to the laws of God, the one-third is sealed, they will be cut down to the ground because those other nations are going to go against America.
That's right. Right.
That's deep.
Hey, and the part where it talks about it weakens the nations, it's letting you know that their influence is not designed to help.
Right.
All right, what they do and what they offer comes with consequence, all right? It's kind of like you know, you go in for chemotherapy and the chemo makes you worse than the cancer, and mm-hmm. you might endure for a time, but then cancer invariably comes back for most people. You're in remission only for a time. So it's like the same thing. So it says their stuff weakens the nations, and that goes into that espionage and those tactics
that they have
there. I'm going to have to wind up saving these things. I mean, we still kind of hit on the topic, but
it weakens the nations because they go into these things with like their politics, right, and like their religions, and those things are just rudiments.
Right. That's the other thing. They go in with different religions. They open up things like the Sodom agenda and things like that. So, I mean, hold on. Listen, I want to save these. I got to save bookmarks when I get out there. But yeah, I don't even want to touch it because there's too much stuff that I wanted to go over with this, and I guess I'll save it for next week's show. As far as that, plus we got people coming, it's getting loud out there anyway. So, make sure I keep these. Okay, so damn, all praises went through a lot of scripture. See, I knew it was an Israelite party when I saw it.
There it is.
That's right.
There it is.
So there we go. Anyway.
I did speak a little, too.
Yeah. All praises.
Don't forget about me. I did speak a little.
the Gadite Keanu Reeves spoke. Don't remind you Keanu Reeves sometimes when he talks.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Anyway, We're gonna wind up ending the show there. All praises. I hope everybody was edified. I feel like because I wanted to get into more stuff, but We just don't have the time to do it. We'll hopefully, like I said, we should start ripping this and just throwing it up on YouTube. I mean, we have tons now because we've done this. It's over a year now that we've been doing
this
show.
Over a year, yeah.
Yeah. So we have good content. You know, we could do like one every week, and it'll just give us more stuff. So see, we should be able to do a camp, a classroom, and one of these.
I agree.
And we could drop three things a week.
I agree.
Oh, praises. All right. So Lord's will, we'll start putting that stuff out. I mean, don't drop everyone. Drop the good ones. So,
no, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
You know, but we'll see. Anyway, so Lord's will, next week we'll be broadcasting on the road. All right.
Dessert.
Yeah, I'm not going to say we're in California.
We'll be mobile unit ready.
Some of us will be in California, get the mobile unit ready, get the show on the road, and be able to. I do want to touch on this immigration stuff some more, and along the same vein that we got here. So it'll probably be a part two to what we did here on this show. But anyway, this is the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. Signing off, and Lord's will, we'll see you on the air next week. Remember, we have the Spanish show Monday. You doing a Wednesday show this week? All right, we have the show on Wednesday. Sure. I didn't see the 4th of July show up there.
No, because I ended up having to work. I know, and it was a perfect day, bro.
Captivity,
bro. That thing, I like that. Bro.
Yeah. So yeah, the Wednesday and Monday's pretty consistent. Wednesday is going to depend too. I mean, things happen out of control, but keep an eye on it. Anyway, we're signing off. I was glad to have Kiana with us.
All praise.
Yeah. Hey, him and Joel should get together and like teach and read together. They both kind of have the same little thing, right? Anyway, all right, we'll catch y'all next week, Lord's will. All right, with that, we say shalom.
Shalom.